congratulations, man. How's it feel to be a member of your hometown team?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You know, obviously growing up in Calgary, it's, you know, I don't know if it's set in as reality quite yet, but, you know, to put this sweater on is obviously a dream come true. And, you know, I don't think it could have gone any better for me. So
take us through the moment when you hear your name called. You know, you knew that you were going to be taken either yesterday or today. So when you get that, when you hear your name, what goes through your head?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I don't think you can really prepare for it. You dream about it and you kind of ask yourself what it's going to be like and you never know. And, you know, it's just you're kind of sitting there and, you know, legs are shaking a bit and really anxious. And, you know, when I kind of heard Medicine Hat and my name, you know, kind of maybe blacked out a little bit. And, you know, it's just this is what you dream about. And, you know, again, like I said, you know, to put this sweater on and for it to be Calgary, the hometown team is – you know, it's unbelievable. So,
do you have any idea that Calgary might be the team that selects you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I thought I had a great meeting with them in Buffalo there. And, you know, I think you don't really think about it too much. I think, you know, maybe in the back of my mind a little bit, I thought. But, you know, I think you only know until you know, and just couldn't be happier. So
you've got a pretty good family contingent here, hey? What was that like celebrating the selection with them?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. I haven't really quite seen everyone yet. I saw the, you know, my immediate family that was sitting with me. You know, it's just, yeah, I can't wait to share this moment with them, you know, in full. And I'm so grateful that so many people could make it and, you know, take money out of their pocket to, you know, to be here for me and support me. And, you know, I wouldn't be sitting here without them. So I'm just very happy to have them here. And you know, it's awesome.
So who'd you have with you immediately when your name was called?
Yeah, so I have my dad and my mom and then my sister and my grandmother.
Okay.
And then my trainer as well. So
did you have it all set out who you're going to hug first or does it all kind of come
up? Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of talking about it for the last couple of weeks, who was going to get the first hug and whatnot. But, you know, my dad sat next to me, so he was the first hug.
Okay.
And, so, yeah, it was awesome.
We're talking with Andrew Bascha, Medicine Hat Tigers, and now second-round pick of the Calgary Flames. So season ticket holder of the Flames growing up, just – tell us about watching the Flames as a kid as you were going through your minor hockey career.
Yeah, so my dad shared season tickets with a couple of his close buddies. And, yeah, so we were at a lot of games growing up. And, you know, I was always at the Saddle Dome. We also, you know, always went to Hitman games and just spent a lot of time in the Dome and, you know, grew up idolizing those guys. And, you know, yeah, just, you know, I can't really put into words what it means to put this sweater on and, you know, just excited to get on the ice. So.
And now, I mean, you're kind of used to playing in the Dome now. Medicine Hat comes in a bunch of times. It's kind of turned into maybe a second or third home for you. What's it been like playing at the Saddle Dome?
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, anytime you grow up in a city and they have an NHL team and then, you know, you play junior, and I remember my first game in the Saddle Dome was pretty shocking, and, you know, I love playing in there. You know, the atmosphere is great, and, you know, especially, you know, I've been in there lots, you know, been in there for, you know, the playoff runs and all that, so it's very exciting.
I see you've got a number 24 on the jersey that you're wearing right now. That's not your normal number. Your number is 34. That's pretty synonymous. People know, but why don't you tell us why you wear number 34?
Yeah, you know, I you know, a little bit of the reason why I wear it is, you know, Mika Kiprusoff, and, you know, I grew up, you know, I'm a player, but, you know, he was one of my favorite players on the team, and, you know, I came to Medicine Hat, and 34 was open, and, you know, obviously there's other reasons as well, but, you know, Kiprusoff was just kind of, you know, I loved watching him growing up and kind of loved his aura around the city. And
yeah.
So it was just it was kind of a cool thing, kind of a little bit of a reason. And, yeah, so it's awesome.
I know your team was playing, so you didn't get a chance. I would imagine you weren't there for his jersey retirement, but did you see any of the highlights or see the ceremony of his jersey going up there?
Yeah, I did. I watched it. You know, obviously I wasn't, you know, able to be there in person. But, yeah, it's just super cool to to retire any jersey, it's always cool to watch. So
you okay with not, you know, if you make the Flames, you can't wear number 34, you're okay with that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, tell us about, if you were to describe yourself, and I know you probably got asked this 100 times at the Combine, but now pretend that you're at the Combine again. How do you describe yourself as a player?
Yeah, you know, I'm a player. I love to play with speed. I love to play in transition. You know, I love to jump on turnovers, and you know, I'm a very creative player with the puck, and I play with a lot of IQ and vision and playmaking, and you know, just a player. You know, I just have a lot of passion for the game, and you know, I love to win. So just a player that's relied upon in all situations, and I can, you know, play anywhere down the lineup, and yeah, just love the games.
How do you look back at your season? Kind of a breakout year offensively for you, Tigers. And when Caden goes down, you know, you've got the big three that kind of stepped up. How did you look at your season with the Tigers?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was just really cool to you know, be part of a group that, you know, has gone through so much. I mean, you know, 2 years prior, we were, you know, I think we had the worst record in Canada. So you know, for it to kind of turn around that quickly and, you know, play with a lot of great players, it's pretty cool. And you know, I couldn't be more grateful to have you know, ended up in Medicine Hat for junior.
You know, you and to play so close to home too. How big was that to be, what, 2 hours away from Calgary? You get to, your parents must have been at a ton of games.
Yeah, I think, you know, my dad especially, I think, comes to most home games. I mean, I think it's so great to have their support so close. And you know, I think it would have been a lot different if I was in, you know, somewhere like Spokane or, yeah, or wherever. I mean, that's a big difference, and it's still far enough where, you know, I have my my time to experience being away from home. But yeah, you know, it made it a lot easier. You know, obviously, you know, there's ups and downs, and especially through the downs, and you know, but as well as the ups, it's so valuable to have them so close. So
if you were to talk about Medicine Hat as a hockey town, sure, we got plenty of people in the Hat listening right now. How do you describe Med Hat as a hockey team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're a pretty fun team, I think, to watch. You know, especially coming into next year, it's pretty exciting. You know, the talent we have, the speed we have, and, you know, as well as the fans we have. You know, I think we came up short in the playoffs there this past season, but you know, we have very very high expectations for ourselves, and you know, I mean, we're just looking forward to getting back and getting on the ice. So,
you ready for development camp? You ready to head back to Alberta now?
Yeah, I can't wait. I just want to get on the ice now. So, yeah, very excited.
Congratulations, man. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the
Appreciate
Calgary Flames.
Yeah,
hey.
Thank you very much.